Welcome to the Sporting Spotlight, of course, brought to us by Air Diffusion Australia. Baz, the best air diffusion.
Could use them right now.
33 degrees out here, mate. We could use a bit of cooling. Yeah. You reckon if you win 9 premierships and you're playing 17 consecutive grand finals, you'd have a bit of footy nous, wouldn't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Do you know anyone that...
No. Yeah, I do know a couple of them. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Who, incidentally, could have easily played at Port Adelaide. And we'll get into that in a minute.
Chris and James Gowards, our special guests. How are you, boys?
Good, yeah, thanks, boys.
Good, thanks,
good
Phil,
to see you.
Baz.
Got the working clobber on.
It is. Yeah. It straight from work. Forgot to come here. Kept you waiting for an hour. Like, yeah. I don't know anyone who can keep the general, the best basketball in Australian history waiting for an hour.
Well, I don't mind saying I was embarrassed for you.
I sincerely apologise, but...
So you don't really care about having me wait for an
hour. Baz, we know you hang around for us, mate.
That's hanging around for anyone.
Yeah, we don't care. We've actually done you a favour. You haven't been in the pokies or putting down the TAB, so we've saved you some money.
Good point, yeah. There's not one here. That's why he moved us over here, mate, outside the club. I'd been waiting. Could have gone down a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Or up.
Hey, boys, you had a chance. Could have stayed in Melbourne. Came to South Australia. It's worked out great for you.
Yeah.
9 premierships. We talk about it. And then I was looking up some stuff on you, so I sounded like I knew what you were about. And then I've gone 17 consecutive grand finals. I don't reckon anyone else has done that. Certainly not in... I couldn't think of anyone in the VFL, AFL or SANFL that...
Nah.
It was just an amazing record. How do you reckon that came about?
Yeah,
Other than you two blokes being brilliant.
We were lucky we're in great clubs. Like, SEN did a phone-in, like, years ago when we retired about it, and heaps of people rang up and said, you know, they'd done it in cricket and they'd done it in footy, and it was always at a lower level. But, yeah, we were just so lucky. We did 5 at Anglesey. Well, no, 3 grand finals when we were 17. We went down to Anglesey and started playing senior footy, and we played in 3 grand finals in a row. Back then, Brendan McCartney, I don't know if you remember him.
Yep.
He coached Ocean Grove. He was a full-time coach in the Ballerine Footy League. Like,
wow.
Did you win them?
No. Well, we won jack shit before we moved to Adelaide.
Lost those 3. Went to Werribee in the VFL, and we should have won that one. Well, should have, but we won the second semi by like 78 points.
Yeah.
But then we came up against a good Springvale side, which they beat us by, 20-odd points?
Something like that.
And then 99, we went to, got rookie listed to St Kilda. Played in the reserves grand final. So we claimed that. AFL reserves. Lost that.
Yeah.
And then
it's good that you let them go.
And then we came over. We followed Daniel Healy over here for 1 year, which, turned into forever. We've been here now longer than we've ever been in Victoria. But then the streak started and played in, 12 straight?
12 straight grand finals.
Won nine.
When you first came over, you didn't come straight over here and go straight to Central Districts. You didn't do that.
No.
You searched for a club. You were looking for a club. When you were at St Kilda and you decided to come to SA, did you have a contact here that said, hey, you should come over to SA, or did you just decide between the two of you?
Yeah.
Maybe SA is the place to go.
Well, James played 4 games in 99 at St Kilda and did all right. And he only got put out because he got a corky. And we thought we had pretty good years. Even I won the goal kicking in the reserves. It broke my hand, got suspended a couple of games. But James should have, we thought he should have went on the main list, both of us.
We both started on the rookie list,
which was $12,000, 12.5 grand.
Yeah.
Well, full-time footballers, 12.5 grand. Which...
They couldn't eat in the end. We were the poverty line.
And we said we'd have 1 year. We were 22 then.
22 then.
And we said, we thought we'd get a go. And then we had a manager who said couldn't get us a pre-season anywhere. But we said, look, we want to get back to the AFL level. And Alistair Clarkson was an assistant coach at St Kilda. And he said, you boys can do it. He goes, but probably not at St Kilda. Go in the draft, someone will pick you up. You know, I went in the draft, set out the rookie list, draft, didn't get picked up. And then we thought, we're going to go for money somewhere. And basically, we're just open to any offer. And, we had a lot of clubs in the SANFL. And the Sandful, it was even back then, was clearly the second best competition.
Easily.
By an absolute mile. And we played the VFL in 99. And during COVID, we sat down and watched the VFL grand final of 99 and the SANFL grand final of 99, and Norwood played Port.
Yeah.
At Footy Park.
Chalk and cheese.
Yeah. Mate, and you watch it. If you do yourself, you watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
We played Springvale at Port Melbourne, North Port Oval. Yeah. It would have been maybe 5,000 there.
Yeah.
And then you watch the SNFL Grand Final. And you had David Brown, Hodges, Poole, yeah, me.
Yeah, mate, that's tough.
Roger James.
And then Roger James, yeah. Brett James. Like, and a packed Footy Park, you know. And it was like a men's competition to an under 18 competition, which I reckon now, and I know the VFL like beat the SNFL on the weekend, but the standard is clearly better in the SNFL. It's more of a men's competition. Yeah. We have our own supporters. Yeah. So, yeah, and we did, James and Sabre, but we spoke to pretty much, we entertained all offers, Baz.
Well, the story you told that I remember best was someone telling you about South Adelaide.
Yes.
How it is the, the Las Vegas or whatever.
The Gold Coast. The Gold Coast.
Greg Anderson, South Australia.
Greg Anderson.
Jeff Bates. Wow. Well, we first spoke to Port Adelaide. I'll never forget in Dean Jones's pub in South Melbourne.
Yep.
They gave us a book,
Stephen Williams and who was the other guy that came over with him?
Bob Clayton.
He might have been Bobby Clayton.
Yeah.
Had the book, The Dynasty.
Yeah.
Foz Williams story. Gave it to us. And we don't read, so it didn't matter. Like, so
the pictures are good.
Yeah, the picture's great.
Our mum actually read the whole book. She said it was a really good book. And it was about the history and all that. But when he spoke to us, I think we're going to get 300 a game, maybe $100 a week rent assistance, but you get to play in the prison bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play for the jumper. I said, stuff that.
Couldn't give a shit about it.
I'm all about money, mate. I'm all about money. And Greg Anderson flew over and they offered us,
it was
40-odd grand or something like that back then.
Yeah.
But sold the dream, didn't they, James?
They said, come down to Norlunga, we just built a new oval. The Gold Coast of South Australia.
That's it.
Norlunga, it's beautiful. We live on Beach Street.
The sunset. Yeah.
And we were like, how good's this?
Jetty Road.
Birds everywhere. And we didn't go down there. And then Daryl Wakeland said to us, boys, what are you going to do? And we said, we're going to Norlunga. We're going to go to South Adelaide. You know, it's like the Gold Coast. He laughed. He said, boys, you're dreaming. It's a shithole.
He goes, go over there first.
Check it.
The thing is, we accepted, we were going to play at South Adelaide.
We accepted their offer.
Because it was all about money and we hadn't even been over here. And then Heels and Trees and Shane Wakeland, they said, look, boys, before you sign anywhere, you want to go and check it out. So Centrals flew us over because we knew Daniel Healy. And we went out to Elizabeth and drove past all the refineries and the Holden factory.
The Holden factory, mate. So good.
And Chris Grant's in the car going, look at this and look at that. And we said, mate, we've got Monsanto in Altona and we live in Sunshine. We've got more factories than you.
Yeah.
So it didn't really impress us. But,
So we had a look at both clubs. And
Westies.
Yeah, but we just sort of went with the most money.
Yeah.
But we
Most money was South, but they never actually offered it.
They didn't fax through the offer.
I think Greg Anderson about it. I think they got nipped in the bud by somebody in the upper top.
Yeah. It's his greatest regret in football, he told us. And I said, you would have won nine. No.
You would have won nine, yeah. and you'd still be coaching.
They were chasing John Hassell and Nathan Turvey.
I reckon they got Crawshaw as well. They were really good players.
And they did turn out right, but obviously the money, it was us or all them.
They couldn't afford everyone.
And you know, like.
But yeah, so when Chris Grant came over and we said, we haven't got South Adelaide's offer yet. They haven't faxed it. He flew over the next day and he said, I'll give you this. And it wasn't heaps. I don't even know what it was. But in the end, it was getting late and we knew Daniel Healy was coming back. So we just saw him with Centrals.
Yeah.
And we didn't know anything about Adelaide.
Yeah.
Remember, we ended up getting a rental at West Lakes
because
we thought they played every game at Footy Park.
Yeah.
And we're on Sportsman's Drive and we ended up getting a job at Elizabeth West. And we were playing at the Ponderosa most weeks. And, mate, we were driving. We were spending heaps, weren't we? Yeah, petrol.
We didn't live, everyone else lived like close. Close to the city and all that. So we didn't really, it was, Yeah, James didn't get a game for the first eight weeks. I played in the twos and we had massive homesickness, you know. You think you're missing out when you're not at home.
Exactly.
It was tough that first bit. And if it wasn't for the second half, we actually rang Alistair Clarkson, was coaching Werribee. And Jonah come around after about round five.
Yeah, the coach,
James was playing twos and was not handballing. What'd you have?
One day I kicked 3-7, had 10 shots of goals, kicking them over my head. And Jonah's 45 like,
touches or something.
Daryl Hicks, the great Daryl Hicks, who I love and respect, he comes down and he goes, I wouldn't have you in my team. You're a hog. And I said, I couldn't give a shit, mate.
I'm going home
in a couple of weeks and get stuffed. But yeah, to Jonah's credit, he came around, we had a meeting.
At Sportsman's Drive. And yeah. He said, if you're not happy,
go home.
Go home. And we said, all right. And I was playing. I was in the ones.
Yeah.
But it was...
I rang Clarko.
Yeah, we rang Clarko.
He
said, yeah, I'll have
you back.
He goes,
I'll have you back tomorrow, yeah.
But
if you leave, you're weak as piss.
Yeah. And he said, do you want to be known?
Do you want to be known as a quitter? And I said, yep, I don't care. And he ended up saying, look, I'm telling you, stay for the year, tough it out, and then come back and we'll do it next year.
Yeah.
Anyway, we ended up staying. I was in the seniors 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And we went on a run. And Clarko ended up coaching us the next year at Centrals because he got sacked at Werribee.
He did too, yeah.
He didn't sack Werribee. He left Werribee.
Did he? Oh, I don't know.
He left, did he? Yeah. Well, weakest piss for leaving, wasn't he?
The thing about Clarko is that he had a plan.
Mate,
and he got his plan. But he knew that he was always going to coach a bit like footballers. He'd play a better level of footy. And,
every time. Yeah.
You know, and he did that. And he did. Turned into one of the best coaches going on.
Your records together, I did jot them down there, Phil, but games played and goals
here
and
you whatever. Go, here's a bit of paper.
Nine flags. Oh, it's all my homework.
This is good.
He's right.
He's put a lot of work into it.
even if he couldn't prove it, I'd believe it.
It's unbelievable. All night. Doing this. But I was looking at it thinking, wow, look at the records between the two. 245 games and 246 games. It's just, it is amazing, really. Nine flags, we know that.
Yeah.
There's Jack Odie's 2-1, 2-1.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, you got the one that I...
My name, but, you know, like, you don't want it unless your name's on the record, do you? Like,
James, that's why I made him give it to the club.
I don't... Did you see how we lost that one? When he ran 140 metres in King Ed Shane Schubert?
Yes.
But that was payback. Yeah. And Dad said, he told us, he goes, I'm sick of his getting belted. Every time I come over here, he goes, if you get belted today, and we're playing North Adelaide, he goes, I want you to hit him back.
Yeah.
Anyway, so James did that.
Yeah, but I ran 150 metres and got him from beyond.
And it was in the last 2 minutes, we're up by 40-odd points, 50 points.
It wasn't a great moment, but yeah, well,
you had your run-ins at Alberton too, which
everywhere.
Port fans actually loved you, but they actually hated you.
Yeah, that's
right. It was one of those. It was great to watch. It was really great to watch. When these blokes came to Alberton, you know, people would come through the gate with their Port Adelaide gear on everywhere, you know, the scarves over there, but they'd have a little badge here. I hate Gowans.
They did.
Kill Gowans.
I remember, do you remember the old bowling club badge?
Yeah,
I used to love it. If I had enough saliva in my mouth, otherwise I'd love to have just put it all over them, hanging over the fence. But I was always too dry. I was running too hard, you know.
I was running out one day and copped the West End over my head, and I said, yep, tip that shit out. But I don't like it now. I couldn't drink it in the old days, but anyway.
You know when you play somewhere for a long time and the myths get a little bigger and the stories kind of get a little bit broader? So I called a couple of blokes that had spent some time coaching you, and I said, can you just give me a couple of stories? I'm chatting with the Gowans brothers. So we had this game, so I can't remember. We were coming out of the race at half time, and the Gowans boys, one of them said, Mum always said you're not supposed to hit him in the face. They started arguing, and then Staggy got in the middle of them, and next thing they're howling on him.
They were always a lot of times.
No, yeah, true. We weren't allowed to punch in the face as kids.
I
still remember a couple of big corkies in the legs and the arms Chris got me, and then we'd run.
But no, we played Woodville. Oh, no, I remember, and I didn't kick it inboard to James, and... Oh, he come over and started punching me. I remember Richard Williams come in between. He goes, I should report you for that. I said, yeah, report him, Richard. Report him.
Hey, he didn't know what to do.
Striking your own team, mate.
We had an argument at training, and Big Eve Sivanala, our centre-half back, fullback, tried to stop us and copped one right in the mouth.
You punched him.
I reckon you got
it. It was you. I remember.
Anyway,
I was staring
as soon as he copped it in the mouth, he started bleeding. We both stopped. Oh, shit. Sorry, Eve.
Roy had a good eye. Like, Roy just used to let it go.
He goes, don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry about it. Just let him go and it'll fizzle out. And I think we kept Roy coaching for so long. I think when we were generally, we'd be punting or arguing with each other, it was because we were playing bad. So,
yeah.
Roy didn't really have to come out and throw the kitchen sink or go off, because me and James were going,
take care of yourself.
And all the rest of the boys must have been going.
Well, that was the other thing the coaches said to me, is that you were the masters at holding everyone accountable. So you held yourselves accountable,
100%.
But you held the playing group accountable. And that was a big part of the success. But it was a lot of tough love in that time.
Oh, yeah.
Could you do it now?
I
do it at work and the apprentices crack the shits. They're nearly crying. The bottom lips quiver.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you could. And they both play footy at Central, don't they?
Well, one's a captain. One's not a captain. Saying any names, Carl Presby.
And he's the biggest sook of them all.
Oh, mate.
But,
just the captain.
I don't know, General. Yeah. So, I reckon...
be hard, wouldn't it?
It would be. Yeah. So back in the day, we would rip into everyone, including each other and ourselves. Even at training, we were really hard on, if we were going to do a 400, you had to be outside the line and go around the goals. Yeah. And everyone generally fell in line and was with it. Now, it's a different breed, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
We did. And, Darryl Winter, we're mates with him now. And he was saying when Jars was coaching North Adelaide, and they were up and about at those times, they actually came out, about four or five of them came out and watched us train to see how hard we trained and the intensity of training. And we did, we used to train we trained harder than we played, probably.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we held everyone accountable, but it wasn't because we wanted to get a kick. It was because,
we wanted to win.
A lot of people will be hard, but it's because they're not getting a kick or they got burnt.
Yeah.
But it was never to do with that. Yeah. It was if we saw someone not handball, give the first option. Everyone had to give it off the ground. If it was on the ground, you had to give it up, give it in front of your eyes. And if you didn't do it, it was you would cop it. And everyone knew that. Whereas now, everyone's got to beat the first tackle.
That's showboat, isn't it?
Footy's changed a lot. I just think if you're more predictable, playing forward's easier.
The different thing to now is, as well, we all used to go out as a group on a Saturday night after the game.
Yeah.
And if I had ripped into you, I would make sure I'd buy you a few bourbon and cokes or beers or whatever you're drinking, and we'll mate to the end of the night. Now they play the game, they all go home and sit with their girlfriends.
Talk to each other.
That's a really good point, mate, because you guys used to come up the stairs at Albert.
Everyone.
Not a problem. Yep. And this is why Port Adelaide people actually liked you. Was because you would do that.
Yeah.
A lot of the teams would not, I'm not going upstairs there, I'll get killed. These both walked up there like they own the joint. That's right. And I know our players loved it.
Yeah.
And got on well with these players. I mean, because it is a game.
Yep.
And after the game, you have a...
That's it.
One of the great things about, and we'll get off, not off subject, but with the Shield team back, when I played back there, at the end of each day's play, the opposition would come into your room and you would drink all the beers. They bring all their beers into your room. You drink all the beers and talk about the day. You might be out there yap all day, at the end of the day, you have a beer with
them. Right.
But nowadays they don't do that. Nah. They might have a Gatorade
or
go and run a couple of miles or something like that. I mean, my warm-up was a Benson and Hedges and a cup of tea. but you blokes did.
We were lucky. We sort of knocked around Rudy Mandemaker and Gavin Chaplin, and that's what they did back in the late 80s, early 90s. Is that they all went in? You always went into the opposition rooms, and coming from Anglesey, we always did that there.
Yeah.
So we said, because we're at Centrals, we obviously had a little bit of a drive out there, but we'd go in, have one beer, and then
drive back
and go out. And you know what? We're pretty bad on the field, but that's why I think everyone sort of
could tolerate us.
They could tolerate us. They're good blokes. They just got maybe a bit of white line fever.
Which is true. And you would have said, nearly everyone I've spoken to has pretty much got... These are great blokes.
Yeah.
They're ripping blokes again, my boys. On the field, not so much.
No.
But they did say, all of them to a man said, they never did anything cheap.
Nah.
There's never sniped anyone, ever. Nah. So it's kind of like you're playing it fair. Playing it tough, but I'm playing it fair.
Yep.
And then afterwards, let's go and have a beer. We're all pretty sweet.
Yep.
Did you look for each other on the ground? Did you? Because you would know where each other was at different times. But you didn't deliberately look for each other at any stage?
Nah.
Because it happens a lot.
We still,
I could always hear his voice.
Yeah.
Always. Even the other day we walked in here for gather round. James walked around and went, James! looks around, there's 30,000 people here. And then I said, oh, there he is. We're ready to go. I didn't look for Chris, but the thing is, we used to swap on ball together and push forward. And we used to swap a lot. So if we just had an understanding. So we both wanted to be on ball more than forward.
Yeah.
But that's how we used to lose our players as well. So we would just run past and one would go and the other one would just sit forward and we'd lose our man.
You wouldn't even have to.
Daryl Hart was telling me one day, he was coaching North Adelaide, and Jared Rivers, who ended up playing at
Melbourne.
Geelong.
Yeah.
He said to him at half time, we both kicked a few goals and had a heap of touches. He goes, Jared, is there any fucking chance you can get on one of the twins? He goes, What do you mean? Is there two?
Just pick one of them. There's two.
I got no idea.
Yeah, halfway through a game, you reckon there was only one of us.
Yeah.
Now, did we lose any Brownlow votes?
Oh.
Like, did you have a day off where he and you got?
Well, all the time. Because I always say to Roy loved James. I don't know why.
So I was a better player.
Midfield. I always used to stat build down back. I used to kick the goals. It's hard to kick goals. Anyway, and it proved all the way through. It proved my point. In the last year we were playing, we used to play one game on, one game off. Because he'd protect us, you know. He didn't want to hurt our 18 bodies.
It was the worst thing for our game.
I still reckon that,
should have retired.
But We finished top three and we got knocked down straight sets. But in one of the games that I played, James got 23 votes.
In the club best and fairest.
And I was sitting there that night, that best and fairest, and I said, I actually kicked three. I reckon I'll go all right in this game. James Gowans, 23 votes. I went, oh, Roy, I told you you love him. I told you. He goes, what? I said, he didn't play that game. He goes,
Yeah, they must have mixed them up.
Yeah. It'll have to happen. It's got to happen with the umps as well when they go back in the room after the game and they go, right, who was, let's give our 3-2-1. Now that Gowans played, which one?
Yeah. Oh, and you know, back then they didn't look at stats either, and the stats were all just called from the stand, so they were a bit wrong. Yeah. Remember one year?
I went in as favourite, McGarry Medal, one year. I had to go to the ABC. So we worked for ourselves and we're always busy, and I didn't want to go and do it. Because I never ever got a McGarry
anyway.
So I went in, had to go and have a shower, put my footy jumper on, behind the blue screen, James Gowans, right. Got to round 14, 15, hadn't polled. So I wasted this 3.5 hours.
All the interviews on him.
I'm interviewing. And then my missus, I reckon, Christy was there, and she goes, well, you reckon they pulled your interview? I said, yeah, I reckon they have. I haven't got a vote yet. Round 14. Didn't poll.
That might have been the year I got 13 votes. Yeah,
could have been one.
I got the most.
Could have been one of the great wins of all time. Hold all the 14th round and then wins it.
Oh, yeah. You ever get tempted to swap jumpers at half time? Oh. They'll throw them off it.
They actually came up with that one, not over here, but where were we? Back in Anglesey, I reckon we should have changed our jumpers, but I didn't want him getting my stats, you know.
No,
I was too proud. It's like when we went to the nightclubs and, you know, everyone goes, oh, did you have any fun with the women? I said, no way. It was like, I picked her up, she's mine.
We didn't get many back in the day either.
I'm just sharing,
we were real hard workers,
mate. I'm not sharing my votes or my goals. It's all me. You live and die by the sword.
So you're playing all these flags. You're still in SA.
Yep.
You're playing all these flags. You've obviously fallen in love with the joint. You've got your own business now and whatever, and you're still here. You've been here, how long?
25 years we've been here. Been here for 25.
Come for one, we're going to go home.
Yep, going to go.
You're allowed to go back, aren't you?
We are. We still do go
we're
back.
We're still on the side of the border or something. Gowans keep out or something.
No, we're still allowed to go back. Yeah. But we went, every year we won, we just couldn't go.
Yeah.
So we got big offers to go. What, we got offers to go to Millicent or
Yarrawonga.
Yarrawonga.
Yeah.
Back when playing, but because we were winning flags, we just loved it. Just loved the club.
And we wanted to play as good a standard as you could. We used to get a week off during the year, and we'd go back and train at Anglesey. And we like kicking the ball hard and stabbing it left or right, you know, just hammering it. But when you're hitting hands and they're dropping them, I'm going to go and play with these bunnies.
No way.
Never thought about coaching? Never thought about?
No, I always thought I would, but I'd rather hang out with my kids.
I know.
So we've got young kids. I've got an 11 and 9-year-old. I enjoyed it. Like, he did a bit with the under-18s. I helped out the under-16 state team and that. And
enjoyed it, but just so time consuming.
Yeah, yeah, trying to run a business, family, it doesn't fit.
Got no time. And I would rather, on weekends, I go and watch Centrals every week. Still, I take the kids and I watch it, sort of keep up to speed. So maybe
James still rings Tomo every week.
Jade Rawlings told me. Jade Rawlings told me there's nothing worse than being a coach and a pass player ring you, so I stopped doing it. Yeah. But I'm still bagging him behind his back. You get longer than that. Why are you going sideways?
Nothing worse than a pass player ring but at least you're saying it to his face, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You're very popular boys out. I was at Centrals on Friday with the Dunstall and Brereton and the Rat, of course, is one of the greats. But
a couple of names just under the gown.
But when these blokes turned up, you can tell there's
an aura,
groundswell. Oh yeah, they love it. But the reason I asked the question on the phone yesterday to you, mate, I saw a guy with a book.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Two of a kind.
And these blokes.
I should have bought one.
Yeah, well, that's what I said to you.
That's where he's going.
Well, he didn't tell me about today. You know that. He's got dementia, Chris, I reckon. CTE, maybe.
It was in a text message, wasn't it?
But there's that book.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Is it still available?
Apparently they were selling it.
Surprisingly, they didn't sell out. I've got a couple in the shed, which I might be able to hand on for you.
They were selling them out at the function on Friday, and so there must be a few boxes out there. But Robert Laidlaw, he's a club historian.
He's a good bloke.
And an author, and he didn't get to write John Platton's book, but he always wanted to write a book, and he thought that he would. Well, he put a lot of effort in it. There's no doubt about that. He did a really good job.
It looks good.
That any money
we read it, mate.
We don't read, mate.
No, I read it. But any money that he made, the club bloody stitched him. And this Chris Grant, I'll rip into him all the time. The club should have let him make his money back first. But they used to take, I think I was selling them for $20, and they took $15 a book. You know, he made money. But he, as he said, it was a labour of passion or whatever.
Yeah, a labour of love. Yeah.
When he wrote it, it was like when we went in the Hall of Fame. It was embarrassing. Mm. But you know, like now, you go, well, people have bought them and they buy them and you go, it's a pretty good big thing. It's like having the end named after you, you know.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. But even to go in the Hall of Fame when you're like the only two out of a team. And we weren't, like we went all right, but we weren't superstar players, you know. We weren't Russell Ebert or anything like that.
We tried hard.
We tried to run around and we stood out a bit, but, you know, Coming over here, we're lucky, you know.
I think you undersell yourself. I think you're a terrific player. We would have loved you at Port Adelaide, that's for sure.
You didn't need us, Baz. You won your $15 million
premiership. That was the reason we didn't go to Port, really. Yes, one of them, because
they played in the flag so in 99.
Yeah, you've been so successful over the years. We always thought, we come over, you're going to make an impact, to stand out and try and get drafted. Yeah. Maybe go to a lower side and
Centrals had
filled them up.
Seventh the year before we came, and we thought, we need a couple of midfielders, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad.
The Gowans boys! Yeah! I've just recognised you.
Eight goals to two, the work boys.
Hey, mate, I know you've got to get back to work. You've been pretty busy. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
When you look at your record, Baz has looked at it, doesn't matter who looks at it, it's an amazing record. You get a chance to reflect back. Is there anything you feel like that you missed out on? Because it's an amazing career.
It is. And, like, you would love to have ticked the AFL box.
I did.
I would have. He played his four games.
Yeah. Been in the
but
major
you know,
leagues.
Like, what we're... What we've done, when I see blokes running around now, far out. Yeah. I don't claim AFL is the best.
Not now.
I don't think I'd change anything that we've done. I'd love to have won one at Anglesey and one at Werribee would have been great. And maybe, you know, I know nine here is unbelievable, but, you know, we did everything. We did surf lifesaving and we won an Australian gold medal rowing surf boats. Like, that was, 500 crews rowing that day, four days of knockout rowing. And
Darryl Eastlake commentating.
Darryl Eastlake on the Sports Sunday, we were 20. Like, everything we've done, we've been so lucky, been lucky. But even with the finals, like, we had our injuries, like, you know, knees and whatever, hamstrings and calves, but we always were up and about for finals. And I got reported in two second semis that I got severe reprimands in, you know, like the stars always aligned for us.
Yeah,
mate.
jammy bastard. Yeah.
But that was the good old days of footy. Exactly, I remember, mate. I got reported in one. Justin Platt was up before me. He got reported for headbutting.
Yeah.
He actually headbutted him and he pleaded guilty and got a severe reprimand. And I only went up with him, like a slap to the face. So I was getting a severe reprimand. Yeah. Like, there was the good days of footy, you know. Like if you if you hit someone or they hit you, you could hit them back. Yeah. You know, like.
And even those days, the umps would say, you know, hey, you weren't that one.
Yeah, well, that's right. And you know now, what you know now, 3 week suspension is if you call someone fat. Yeah. It's taken all my ammo off me.
Yeah. I went cheat every week.
Fat. I went on your family. I can't say anything now. It's
it's unbelievable. Isn't it is. Really?
Yeah. Hey, I had no trouble walking. I said, "Gee, Spaz is looking fat."
I reckon you look good, Spaz. But no, that wouldn't change a thing, Phil. Got to meet you, mate. we love basketball as well as kids.
I used to love watching you both play.
But we never grew. We used to play at Albert Park every.
You see me tied in walks.
Yeah. I said to
Chris, come out here, you know, come and do the. Would you come and do a podcast with me, mate? He goes, oh yeah. I said, well, it's me and Smythe. Yeah, I'll come. Yeah, I'll come. Yeah,
the general. I'm out.
Well,
so we'll digress off of me and give it to you, mate. We go to a speaking function. I'm taking my partner with me for the first time. And I said, the Gowans boys are talking. He said, what are they like? Oh, they're ripping blokes. I said, you'll love them. And it was back in your playing days.
Yeah, I remember.
You played at Central. We were out in the country somewhere.
Lobie.
The boys have loaded up, mate, and they're full. They're full as gooks when they arrive, mate. I thought you were hilarious. She's looking there going, drop the F bomb a couple of times.
That's how
it goes. Everybody loved it. You know,
the one thing about these guys is that I've rung a couple of times when I was working at Port Adelaide, and I say, hey, boys, you know, would you come down up to luncheon or something? Yeah. And there's just never an issue.
Yeah.
No worries, mate. We'll be there.
Yeah. Apart from today, I forgot. Yeah,
you didn't tell me.
But I'll come.
I did send a message yesterday saying, hey, mate, bring your book.
We're not blaming you, Baz. We're blaming Chris.
Yeah, you know,
I'm glad he sent you a message because I didn't get one.
Oh, no, I love it.
10:30, Gowans boys, all over.
It's become 11:30.
That's all I sent, Phil.
It's all right. Hey, like, you don't want to rush these
You haven't
things.
Got anything else to do, Phil?
No, nothing, mate. No.
Now that you're helping Brisbane win?
No, I let Fakes coach the first half this week. I did the second half.
Oh, well, mate. It's your fault that my son wanted to... He was pissed off, devastated.
Oh, these are doggies, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doggies. We're born and bred in Scumshine, mate. Yeah. Sunshine, which is around the corner from the Bulldogs.
Well, we could be your backup, too.
Yeah, we're good mates with Dewey. We like
Dewey's a ripper, mate.
Yeah,
he's a beauty.
Champ, so won us our first flag, Dewey. So he should have got me that Jack Cody that day.
Yeah, he should have. Yeah. He should have.
Because he loves the Gold Coast and enjoys his time down there.
He's loving it at Brisbane, too.
Yeah, no, he's doing a great job, too.
And guys, just quickly, business.
Yep. I used their diffusion the other day.
Oh yeah,
well done. Cheap aircon holder. Yep. So now we're going.
Great people. Great
they are. We are. They sponsor Brunello, don't they?
Or, yep, they do. The wine flies.
They do. Yeah, big supporter of local sports. So I think it's great. We're busy. We're really busy at the moment.
We probably need a bit more staff because one of the blokes is carrying a lot of sleepers, mate. His shoulders
he's an idiot.
48 years old, mate, carrying sleepers.
He does 97 kilos. 97. You wouldn't be able to lift those.
No, I've got a bad neck. carried a footy club for 17
years. All right, time to go. The Gowans boys, our special guest. Fantastic to see you,
fellas.
Thank
you very much. Thanks for having us.
You won't be on all the time. Like, share, subscribe. That really helps us out. Don't worry about what Baz says. Like, share, subscribe.